Start your day at the Ferryway, Northwest London, Monday, 23rd of Teves, 27th December, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, when a dark present contradicts a promising future. This week's Torah is sponsored by Torahway Ilanishmas Moras, Tova Bas Chaim Hillel Manis, in appreciation of his son, Rabbi Yudekin, a representative.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, the very last pasuk in last week's parsha is Vayomer Hashem Moshe Ata Sire. Now you shall see Asher Eseh LeFaro, what I will do LeFaro. Ki biyad chazaka chazoka yishalchem biyad chazoka yoshem haaretz. What does it mean Ata Sire? Now you will see, and what do you see? So Rashi, is I on it? He says Rashi, he hart al midoisai. You have questioned my conduct, because before Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining by saying, "Me'az bati l'daber el paroi, heron amazeh." Things took a turn for the worse. He hart al midoisai. Lo ka'avram she'amati lo, ki b'yitzra gol chazera, v'achakach amati lo, v'aleo no'ila, v'lo reach al midoisai. You're not like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a good kasha to ask upon me regarding the Akedah. Then initially I told him, ki b'yitzra gol chazera, and then I tell him, go kill Yitzchak. But he didn't ask any questions. He refrained from challenging my conduct. Lefika, consequently, ata tire, now you will see. He asui lepawa tire, what happens with power you will see. Velo asui lemanche shiva umusoilam keshavim laaretz. You're going to see what will occur now, but you will not see what will occur later on when I'll bring him to Eretz Yisrael. And it says in brackets, it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, kuf yudalef of the days. We're going to look up soon the Gemara to see if that's what the Gemara really said. We'll see soon. But let's, according to Rashi, what happened here? Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell them, you're not like Avraham Avinu, who never complained. Okay, and therefore, so why was the punishment told them in the Michal, Hein Ata Shomei Alav? Ata Tireh, so now I'm going to use my Yeshiva Shetam, and now you'll see, Hestos Shpeter, you're not going to see. Here he was informed that he will not enter Eretz Yisrael. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him Dugri, like we say in Israel, you're not going to go to Eretz Israel? Why was it told him Azoi? Now you will see, but Shpeta you're not going to see. Why was it said in such a kind of way? Secondly, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Because you question my conduct, you're not going to see what will happen in the future. Like, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? And thirdly, what was really Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? The Rishonim ask it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them in advance that it's going to be a rough journey and there will be ups and downs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it twice already. So that's what happened. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu complaining? I told him there's going to be ups and downs. So what's the kasha? Okay, so those are our three questions that we have here on the Rashi. Again, question number one, why was it told to him in such a back way? Now you will see. That means later you're not going to see. Question number two, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Since you're asking questions upon me, you're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And question number three, what is Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in advance, clearly, that Paro's going to say no, no, no. Yeah. And that's what happened. So what is he asking questions? What?
His taina was going to have to work even harder.
Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it will be enough. Okay. So Rabbi said, it says here, in the brackets, it's a Gemara and then Kofi Dalef. Now, you should just know those brackets are not Rashi. They were added much later. And let's see, Tak, if it's a Gemara and then Kofi Dalef. Let's give a look. The Gemara here in Sanhedrin Kofi Dalef and Mudalef on the bottom, the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaval al de'avdin ve'lo mishtakhin. It's a pity that the others who were so special are not here anymore. Says Rashi, you're now in their Madrega. A few times I appeared to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. They did not question me. I told Avraham Avinu that Eretz Yisrael is his. He wanted to find a place where to bury Sarah. Till he had to pay a fortune of money. He never questioned me. I told Yitzchak, Eretz Yisrael is his. It's about they wanted to drink water. V'lo matzu at shasu meriba. V'lo yerecha migdosa. He didn't ask any questions. Amarti li Yaakov ha'aretz she'ata shochav aleha b'chayt enena. The land you're sleeping on will be yours. Bikesh mokom litoa lo. He wanted to pitch a tent. V'lo matza at shekena b'mei kesita. V'lo yerecha migdosa. V'lo amri mashmecha. And you are asking? L'tikach ata tira asui l'pama t'oreh. Is that what Rashi said? Rabbi said, tell me, is this what Rashi said? Not everybody at once, not loud. Is this what Rashi said?
Yeah,
right. Not at all. Rashi compared only to Avram, when the Gemara is comparing to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the nature of the Nisan. The Gemara, Rashi says it's the Akedah. Does the Gemara mention the Akedah? So Rashi is not going like the Gemara. The Gemara, A, compared it to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Rashi is comparing only to Avram. And in Avram, Avinu Gufa. What's the comparison? Rashi says the Akedah. The Gemara to the end, it says about that he was promised Eretz Yisrael, and then he couldn't find a place to bury Sarah. So what's the pshat that Rashi did not go like the Gemara? But now, let's go to the Gemara. It's manyan. All three nisyonis of the Ovis have to do with Eretz Yisrael. There aren't any other nisyonis in life. All three have to do with Haftachas Haaretz. I promised Abraham Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't find a place to bury Sarah, only Balmama Chegel Kesef, and he didn't ask any questions. I promised Yitzhak Eretz Yisrael, and his Avodim couldn't find water only after there was a struggle. I promised Yaakov Eretz Yisrael, and then he couldn't find a place to pitch a tent, only B'mei HaKasidah. All nisyonis have to do with Eretz Yisrael. On this point, Rashi makes more sense. If you'd ask someone in the street, what shows the Avraham Avinu did not ask questions? What would you say? What would you say? Huh? The Sharon, the Akeda. What's your name? I can't
hear. Avrumi Nash.
Avrumi?
Lam.
Lam. Lam. Lam. Okay, good. He gets Avrumi. Very good, Avrumi. If you would ask anybody, what shows Avraham Avinu doesn't question a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What would they say? The Akeda. So how come the Gemara didn't say the Akeda? The Gemara brings the Indian of Tfula Sarah, which is not even, according to Moshita Svishonim, it's not part of the Sarah Nisyanis.
He insisted
on that. And he insisted on that. Okay? So that's A. On this Gemara, how come all three have to do with Eretz Yisrael? How come the Gemara didn't say the Akeda? I'm going to ask you another question. I don't understand the Nisyan regarding Eretz Yisrael. Was Eretz Yisrael, did it belong already to the office? Was it there? Lock, stock, and barrel?
No.
So, that was it, it's a mixer. What Kenyan did the office have in Eretz Yisrael? There's a lot of rayas of Kanu Lukan. The Parshas Drachim of the Mishnah Malach has a whole drush dedicated to this topic. What kind of Kenyan did the office have? Was it already theirs? Lock, stock, and barrel? Or not? And he concludes, it brings many rayas to Kan Mulukan, and he concludes they had Kinyan Haguf, but not Kinyan Paris. Meaning, the usage of the land was not theirs yet. So Nachon, so Abba Avinu has to pay. Abba Avinu Chegel Kesef for the Kvula. Why not? Because in 400 years from now it will be his. So now he doesn't have to pay? What's the design? Yitzchak was promised another 400 years, the Eretz Yisrael will be yours. Meanwhile, you don't have water. It's not yours, we know. So you have to struggle to find water. Lamalo. If the Eretz Yisrael was already theirs, and then they don't have their basic needs, I understand the Nisayon. But Eretz Yisrael wasn't theirs yet. So since Eretz Yisrael wasn't theirs yet, what's the Nisayon? If I tell you that the building across the street in 100 years from now will be yours, if you live there now, do you have to pay rent? Let me show you, what do you say? You do. Another 100 years will be yours. Oh, but divide that, you have to pay rent. So what's in the sign? Hachele, what do you say about these kashas? Geschmack, huh? Right, you feel it? You feel it or not? Yeah. So good, the boy said. So what's going on over here? Regarding the Gemara, we have the following questions. How can the Gemara Taket then say the Akedah? That seems, like Avrumi said, that's the biggest incentive of Avraham Avinu. A. Why all the nisyonis are pertaining Eretz Yisrael? Manyan. There's other nisyonis in life. but they all have to do with Eretz Yisrael. And what's Bechlal in the story regarding Eretz Yisrael? It wasn't theirs yet. They don't have full bailus in it. So as long as they don't have full bailus, you got to pay for their services. Let them know. Okay, and the last question I'm going to ask in the Gemara is, where did the Gemara know this fantastic conversation took place? Comparing it to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov vis-a-vis Avtochas Ha'aretz, v'vushteitos. Where's it written? You look at the parasha, where is it? You can say it's a drasha of Chazal. But the Maral always told us that every drasha is echoed in the Pshat. Every drasha. He says the word drasha doesn't come like we say drush, el gazok the drush. The drush v'lach kol. To take the pshat till the bottom. So, it was a ketub. So, boy, say, there's really something here, like I say in America, me'od gishmak. Me'od gishmak. Like anything of Torah. Tzvah Hashem, the Marsha in Sanhedrin, on the spot over there, points out, where is the mocha of Chazal to say that this conversation took place? You know what the Marsha answers? The next two psukim in this week's parsha. Not the first one. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem. But then look at the pasuk Gimel and pasuk Dalet. Va'era el Avraham el Yitzhak el Yaakov bekel Shakai u'shmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. The three of us are mentioned. Va'era el Avraham el Yitzhak el Yaakov bekel Shakai u'shmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. The next pasuk. The Gama Kimoisi is Brisi Itom Lassesem is Eretz Knan. Eretz Yisrael is mentioned. Says the Maharsha, these two psukim, Gimel Dalet, a week make a new parsha, and a week separates between one to the other. But in the Torah, it's the next two psukim. This is the mocker of the Gemara to say that a comparison to the three others was done vis a vis Eretz Yisrael. Because the three others are mentioned in Pasuk Gimel. It's very matim. Three others in Pasuk Gimel. And Pasuk Dalet is mentioned Eretz Knan. Ah, so the others were mentioned regarding Avtochas Ha'aretz. And what does it say there? Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. Says Rashi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I promised them all kinds of Avtochas and I have yet to fulfill them. That's what Rashi says. So now it's not such a far jump that a comparison between Moshe and the three others is done regarding Eretz Yisrael. Pretending the point, I promise for Lokiyamti. Ah, so we found the source of the Gemara. That's what the Marsha says. The Marsha on the spot. The next two psukim in Parshas Vayera is the source of this Gemara because it's the hemshech of the Techocha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, now what's the pshat? Fine. So it says on the pasuk. What does it mean that all the nisyonos are regarding Eretz Yisrael? Aren't there other nisyonos in life? As I state in pasuk, and what's the havana though? What's the understanding of it? I'm going to say, and especially the others didn't have yet Eretz Yisrael. But here's the point, Chavre. There's a certain kind of nisyon, michad gisa like in Akeda, a stira minei ubei, 180 degree contradiction, ki biyitzo yirah chazara, and then ha'aleu lo'ila, contradiction. But there's a different kind of nesemes that all of us experience day in, day out. We're promised a beautiful future, achis hayomim, but meanwhile in the present, you don't see it at all. You see the opposite. How do we take it? It's not an intellectual kind of suffix. Things could change in 1 minute, right? But it's a kasha. One day there'll be tchias hameisim, and all the meisim are going to come out. Right? One of these gimelikrim. How come meanwhile Har Menuchas is a one-way journey with a dead end? That's now. What's going to be in the future? The opposite. Ah. Sometimes you feel like saying, yeah, right. What does yeah, right sound like? Reb Dovid, what does yeah, right sound like? Ashrei HaMaimim. I don't see it yet. One day all the Yisrael are going to do tshuva. Yeah? So how come now there's so many kids going off the derech? That's now. But tomorrow they're all going to do tshuva. Yeah, right. That's what we feel. Is it a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger? No. Because everybody knows today's today and tomorrow's tomorrow. And things could change overnight. We all know that. We've seen that already in the past. But let's call it, emotionally, it's a contradiction. I'm promised this beautiful future of the Devila. Meanwhile, what do I see? The exact opposite. What happens then to people? They may give up or have doubts about the beautiful future waiting for them. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was standing. We asked before, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? The Eber still told him it's going to be bad. But he said, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but meanwhile, things are so bleak and black. Could you give me a guarantee now that everything in the future will be okay? Ushmi Hashem, which is Yudke Bavke, which means Haya Hoy Bevia. Could you tell me, while I'm going through the black and bleak present, could you reassure me that the future will be great? Because I'm losing a little steam. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, when the others were exactly on that same juncture, they never asked such a kind of question. And dafka because Eretz Yisrael is a shpetel de gezach, that's the example. They were going through experiences in Eretz Yisrael that every Tom, Dick, and Harry had. He didn't have a place to bury his wife. Basic needs. Yitzhak didn't have a place to drink water. Not Coca-Cola. The Gemara doesn't say Coca-Cola. The Gemara says water. Lo matzu avod of mayim. There are basic needs they were struggling to find in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to build a mansion. To pitch a tent. And he had to pay a mea kasita. They could have said, regular people in that kind of situation would say, you know, in 400 years from now, this land's going to be mine. So meanwhile, I have less than anybody else. How could it be such a contradiction between the present and the future? And any guy around the block has more than what I have. Is Eretz Yisrael really going to be mine? When the present is so contradicting that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could you please give me a guarantee that the future is going to be great, even though despite the fact that now I'm experiencing the opposite? The Ovis never asked that. They never lost their faith on the future despite the difficulties of the present. What is always the example of future? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, till today, Lashon HaBo of Yerushalayim. It's always Shpeteldik. Eretz Yisrael personifies the Jewish future. Yeah? Okay, so they ask it, the Gemara asks it, it's a kasha of the Gemara. Good kasha, the Marsha speaks about it. He asked B'ma'edah, so they explain, it's not exactly the same, he wanted to know the schusim, but because he had present difficulties. But it's a kasha, of the Gemara, it's a very good kasha. They ask it. But I'll call upon him, what do we see? Moshe Rabbeinu is losing faith on the future because it's Avos Yisrael. It came from Avos Yisrael. He saw the Yidden suffering. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could you please just reassure me that this will end good? Because meanwhile, it doesn't look good. Tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the others were exactly on that same box, they never questioned the future. What is the example of the future? Eretz Yisrael. That's always an example. Do you know of any other matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in installments? 70% now, 30% lasi lavi? Do you know any other matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that chutz from Eretz Yisrael? That 70% you get now, and 30% shlisha amamim you'll get one day. It's always shpetadik. Eretz Yisrael is always ahead of us. Always. Always. That's what's going in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why didn't the Gemara quote the Akedah? The Akedah is a different kind of sign. More or less, that's not the point. It's different. There's a blatant contradiction between present and present. You tell me that Yitzhak should live, and then you tell me kill Yitzhak. How does it go? Maybe because it's such a big kasha, there has to be a teretz. But the Gemara wants to be very specific on a contradiction between present and future. Yitzhak, of course, if he'll get killed, there will be enough communion for the future, but the steer is already now. And therefore, by the Akedah, therefore the Gemara is not quoting the Akedah. What's a pshat? So how come Rashi, that's a pshat in the Gemara. So how come Rashi is not following the Gemara? So boy, say, I got news for you. Rashi knew the Gemara. How do I know he knew it? He wrote a commentary on Sanhedrin. So look up Sanhedrin, you see, here's Rashi. B, he quotes it in this week's parsha. It's one of the few times that Rashi quotes Chazal and says, I disagree.
Yeah.
Very uncommon. But in Perek Vav Pasuk Tes, Rashi quotes the Gemara. Yeah. He quotes the Gemara, Mamash verbatim. The Rabbeinu Dorshu. And he says, I don't buy it. Could you say it Chazal? And Shalom Matzah Makom Libor Tzara Lebedom Merubim. And then Yitzhak couldn't find water. He quotes the Gemara. And it's one of the few times he asks a bunch of kashas on the Gemara, and then he says the famous expression towards the end, L'kach ani oimer yisyashev amikra al pshutoi dabar dibur al ofonav v'adrashat edaresh shenemar alo kod varai ke'eshnu v'ashem kupati shifatzet zara. Rashi a few times quotes it. It's one of the very few times Rashi quotes the Chazal and asks questions on it, and he says, I'm going to quote it from Malach. The Maharal Rabbi Yisai, that appointed himself the spokesman of Chazal, even though he wrote a Sefer Gur Ari to explain Rashi, whenever Rashi argues in Chazal, it happens 2-3 times, the Maharal tells Rashi, Chazal all right. And he answers the questions of Rashi. The Maharal, because that's what he is, he's the spokesman of Chazal from 400 years ago. And when Rashi does something against Chazal, even in their Madrigas, he said, Chazal all right. That's what the Megurari says here as well. What is the argument between Rashi and the Gemara? There's a bunch of questions, but Lamaisa, what's the argument? Exactly regarding Psukim Gimel Dalet that we mentioned before. Is that the Hemshech of the rebuke? The first pasuk of this week's parsha is for sure the rebuke. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe vayomer lo b'nei Hashem. Says Rashi, diber ito mishpat. That the first pasuk is for sure the Techocha to Moshe. What about Gimel Dalet? The next two. Is that the Hemshech of the Techocha? Like the Gemara understands? Hey, you're not like the Abbas regarding Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
Or the Chlalat. It's a different Nigun totally. It's like you do in Eretz Yisrael, the Arsky the Mashal, that a son in the army sent a letter to his father. Abba, Kneli Na'alayim. Abba, buy me shoes. The father said, what a chutzpah, Kneli Na'alayim. The mother said, read it differently. Abba, Kneli Na'alayim. The nigga makes a whole difference. The father said, what, chutzpah? And the mother said, Naim, the Kneli Na'alayim. How do you read Pesukim Gimel Dalet? Is it the Hemshech of the rebuke? According to Rashi B'chalana, it's the other niggin totally. Which is, you know, Moshe, I promised Eretz Yisrael to the Ovis, and I've yet to fulfill the promise. Come on, let's go. The time has come. I want to fulfill it. Pius, not the Chacham. The argument between Rashi, that's how Rabbi Yom Mizrachi learns. The argument between Rashi and the Gemara, how do you look at Pesukim Gimel Dalet? Are they the Hemshech of the Techocha? That's what the Gemara learns. Or, no, the Techocha is just one Pasuk. And then Gimel Dalet is Divrei Pius. You know, Moshe? I promised them Eretz Yisrael. I've yet to fulfill it. As you see, by the Kvuah of Sarah and the water and so on. Could you, let's go, come on. Now, I want to take care of it now. Let's start. Of course Rashi couldn't say like the Gemara. He doesn't have the source of the Gemara. The Gemara said it only because of those two psukim, like the Maharsha says. If I don't have those two psukim, how can I say it? I can't be more Gemara than the Gemara. The only reason the Gemara said it is because psukim Gimel Dalet. According to Rashi, you don't have those psukim. They're speaking about a different topic. So of course he cannot say what the Gemara is saying. So there's no comparison made to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov regarding Eretz Yisrael, because that was said otherwise as a pius, appeasement, not as a techocha. So we're back to the regular Havana of Avrami. The Akash Bobo told him at the end of Pasha Shmois, why are you asking me questions? So who's the classical example of not asking questions? What would you say? Avram and Akeda. That's the Gamashi quotes him. We're back to the simple understanding. Don't ask questions. Who's the example for that? Avram with Akeda, that's for sure. Everybody's Maida. If you have Pesukim Gimel Dalet, you're going into the fine details of a present versus a future, Eretz Yisrael. You don't have that according to Rashi. So of course Rashi cannot say what the Gemara is saying. But nevertheless, the title was, hey, now, it's not the way you promised me. Now the voice says, so, well, we have one question to answer, and with that we'll finish. So why was the punishment told to him in the Apsa? Michal henat hashomei alav. Now you'll see what's going to happen to Paro, and then later on you won't see. According to what we're learning today, isn't it gewaldic? What did Moshe Rabbeinu want? And this Rashi would agree also. Now. Show me now. Everything will be okay. Ato tira. What does now mean? What does ato tira mean? Ato. What does now? What does ato mean?
Now.
Yeah. Now. You want everything now? Okay. Whatever fits into the box called now, will you'll see. Eretz Yisrael never fit into the box of now. Eretz Yisrael, as we pointed out before, is always shpeteldik. L'shon ha'abo av Yerushalayim. Seven nations today, three nations lasi lavoi. You never get, it doesn't fit into the box called now. Whatever, you want everything now. Okay, fine. Whatever fits into now, you'll see. But there's something that never fits into now. What is that something that never fits into now? What is that? Haftachas ha'aretz. You are omitted from, meaning you're not part of that because it doesn't fit into now. Peace now is never fit, it doesn't go with Eretz Yisrael. You see, peace now means let's give everything back. Eretz Yisrael was given to people that have a long patience. A very long patience. It doesn't have to be now. We could wait. We could wait 2,000 years and goes. We could wait. We would want, of course, as soon as possible. But we have a long, long patience. Eretz Yisrael was given to people that have patience, not to people that want now. It doesn't not go into now. So it's not just a cute way that Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, Ata tira, yes, you'll see, Shpeter, you won't see. That's not the pshat. Rather, it's defining the chet of Moshe. You want it now. Now automatically eliminates Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael never fits into now. It's tamid kacha. So we ask, what's the midah keneged midah? He asks questions, he won't enter Eretz Yisrael. The midah keneged midah is that since you want things now, Eretz Yisrael doesn't fit into that. Eretz Yisrael is, we know one day it's going to be ours, and we're going to be there, and Beis HaMikdash. What will happen? Hopefully today. B'chol yom ha'chakeloi. But if it won't happen today, we're not going to lose faith. It's always going to be there. So that's what's happening here. So Rabbi said, we should all be zeiche. For what? Should be Beis HaMikdash, should be.
Now.
It's now. But if chas v'shalom, if it won't be now, b'chol yom ha'chakeloi. We're not giving up. We are people that have patience. We're going to go on. We're not going to lose steam. But nevertheless, it will be very nice if it will happen now. Go to Rabbi Yisrael.
Go ahead. Amen.